Amelia Beattie is the Chief Executive of Liberty 2 Degrees on the line to us from Johannesburg. Are your malls all up and running, Amelia, after the excitement of the last two or three weeks?
Good evening, Bruce. Yes, they are all open, and after last night's announcement, from today on, they're trading their normal hours again.
Okay, that's a piece of good news. How were you affected by the riots and disruption that hits KZN and, of course, parts of Gauteng? I don't think you were directly hit, but certainly there would have been a fair amount of trepidation over a period of a week or so.
Yeah, it was a difficult time for our country, difficult time for our colleagues in the property industry and for the tenants in our portfolio. And really, we have a lot of our thoughts go out to all those that have been impacted by it. We have been very grateful and thankful that we've had no direct damage, and the communities around our malls have been extraordinary, helping us to look after these, in addition to the really great security initiatives that we have in place around our assets.
It has exposed, I suppose, for want of a better word, the vulnerability of large shopping malls, of which you own many, across the country. I mean, it's we have seen, without rapid state intervention, how quickly things can go wrong. The security guards at the entrances to the shopping malls are not people who are designed to cope with forced entry on the scale that we saw over the last couple of weeks.
That's right, Bruce, and I think, we've all been challenged by this, but the large super regionals, I think, is slightly more difficult to get into. They have got larger security complements, and it's really the strip malls, convenience centers, and the smaller malls that are more exposed. But we all need to remain on high alert, make sure that we keep our environments as safe as we possibly can, so that we can get customers back into these malls, so to grow the economy, to help our tenants, and to move forward.
I mean, far less paper over the windows in shopping malls. I haven't been to many for a while now, but occasionally pop into one briefly. And there's not too much brown paper on windows, which I think is a positive sign, and that comes through in your occupancy rate, sitting at nearly 97%.
Yeah, I think a 3% vacancy rate or 97% occupancy in a time like this is the best evidence we have to offer for any argument that retail is dead or super regional malls are dead. It's not how I feel or what the perception is. It's a fact. There's demand for this space, and we are very pleased with our relationships with tenants that we could get to continue to trade in our malls, and new tenants like the new Adidas store, Chanel, and these new offerings that we can bring into our environments.
What's happening to square meter rates? I mean, are you still seeing inflationary increases? Have you had to freeze increases? Where do you sit?
Over the last year, we have spent significant time and effort in assisting our tenants. We have a strong balance sheet, and we were in a position to do that. And we have seen our reversion rates as the renewals come up to come under pressure, and they have been negative this year. We anticipate that it will still be negative to the end of the year, because COVID-19 impact is not going to be over immediately. The tenants will continue to feel it. But the important thing is that the cost of a vacancy is much higher than the cost of a slightly lower rental keeping a tenant in there. So we have been focused on keeping our malls full, bringing people back. Our foot count in May was up on 2019's foot count. Our turnover was up on May 2019's turnover. And I think that's an incredibly good sign. So our malls bounce back quickly, and we look forward to that recovery starting to come through.
What's the status of the mom-and-pop shop? I think you know what I'm referring to, sort of the individually owned businesses, which have gradually left the sort of malls that you guys have been running. And you mentioned the tenants of Adidas and Chanel, which are lovely to have. For many of us, though, we miss the small stores. We miss the mom-and-pop shops. Are you seeing a further deterioration in that part of the economy?
We still have a lot of those in our malls, and it's so important to have them because, yes, the upmarket stores are needed, but these mom-and-pop stores are what's bringing variety. They have been loyal to these malls for 40 years. Some of them have been trading there as families for that long. Those families have been impacted by COVID, and we have assisted them as far as we could. Most of our rental relief over the last year have been to the SMEs, and we support them 100% during this period. So they remain part of our plan. They remain part of the community that we are trying to create, and they are very welcome in our environment and will continue to be into the future.
And then finally, offices and office occupancies. You're above the industry sort of benchmark of 85%. You're sitting at 86.5%. It's below where you were in December. There was this time last year, every website you opened in any corner of the globe predicting the death of the office. It was going to be the end. And I think we've grown up since then to realize that offices will continue to exist, but they're going to be very different. The size and scale and quality of the office space are going to be very different into the future. What's your experience?
Yeah, we are fortunate that offices are a small part of our portfolio and our vacancies are mostly on top of Sandton City and Nelson Mandela Square, where we have small pockets of space that we are offering. So it's not large users that when they leave, there's nobody left. But we believe that people need to get back to the offices. The mental well-being and the impact on the development of the leaders of tomorrow are so important for us to be all together, to collaborate, to be in the office with some flexibility that we learn can work during this time. So I think it will be different, and we look forward to taking our people back to the offices and welcoming our tenants back there.
Amelia Beattie, the Liberty 2 Degrees Chief Executive. They own, amongst other properties, Sandton City. Of course, it's a huge sprawling mall, one of the very first, built in the middle of the veld by Liberty all of those years ago. Must be 50 years ago. Is it 50 years ago? Could be 50 years ago. By the great Donnie Gordon, of course. People remember him for his vision, foresight and courage. And then Nelson Mandela Square next door, of course. Also another flagship property owned by Liberty 2 Degrees.